On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. John Potter, live and local, back at you here. Our folks, do you have kids? Do they go to school? Are you concerned about our local schools? Our guest right now for, my gosh, I got you for 25 minutes?
I guess so.
Oh, man. Well, there's a lot to talk about here, a lot. Luke Anderson, the church at Reno Academy, they're having an open house on Tuesday. But first, let's set up the situation that we have here in Northern Nevada. By the way, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
I got
glad to be here again.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I saw you before. You're from Reno?
Yes. We moved here in 84, and actually I went to this private Christian school when we moved to town, and I graduated from here, and then both of my children went all the way through school at this same Christian school, so we've been here a long time.
The school started, the church at Reno Academy, in 1979.
That's correct, yep. And so I think...
did it start and why?
So we had, at the school at that time, we had a guy that was... His vision was to raise and educate our own children at the church there and instruct them in the way that we wanted them instructed. And so he pushed for it, and we got the school started, and all the kids from the church were in the school.
Well, I know we have issues with public schools now, but did we in 1979?
Well, in 1979... Even then, we didn't teach the same thing in the public school that we want our kids taught from a Christian standpoint, for sure. And it's just different goals. You know, we're trying to educate kids to be good, moral people, hard workers, supporters of the community. And some of those values are not shared by those that in the public school.
Oh, I know. Remember the golden rule? What happened to the golden rule?
Yeah.
What happened to responsibility? So let's get to the meat of this issue, folks. Nevada ranks 49th. Oh, everybody brings this up. Everybody says it. If somebody brings up Washoe County Schools on Reddit or somewhere, there's always some person who posts the comment, did you know? No wonder. Nevada ranks 49th in education. And then you'll have the public school defenders answering that comment by saying, oh, that's because of Las Vegas. Las Vegas schools are dragging us down. Is that true, sir, Luke?
Well, it is partially true that the schools in Las Vegas are worse than schools in other counties. But in Washoe County, it's there's a news article I just read that only 25 to 29% of 6th through 8th graders performed at their grade level. And this is in 22. And only 40, and that's in regular things. And then for English arts, 40 to 50% performed at their grade level. So only half of the kids are performing at their grade level in Washoe County.
That's alarming. And by the way, something I always wondered, you know, they keep talking about Nevada ranks 49th in education. Nobody brings up what's 50th.
Oklahoma.
is it Oklahoma?
Yeah, we barely beat out Oklahoma.
We beat them. All right, and if you get into this details here, Nevada ranks 49th in educational attainment, 42nd in school quality, 46th in best school systems in America, 47th in numeracy rate and literacy rate. Oh, my God. 49th in dropout rate, 48th in master degrees, and last in the share of doctorate degrees in the nation. Now, you say why this is. And the people who promote public schools, teachers union, they always bring up, oh, we don't get enough money. That's the reason we're 49th in education. Luke, from what you've seen and surveyed, what is the reason we're 49th in education?
Well, partially we have a large population of people from Spanish-speaking countries, and so English is a second language for many of those people, and that makes it hard. I know teachers here in Washoe County that have a hard time instructing because of the language barrier. I know that's one reason. And then I think a big reason is the degradation of the family. If you have single-parent homes, many times those families don't do as well in school, and that's just part of the problems that are going on in a nation, as a nation, not just Washoe County.
And what about the like violence issues that we have in the schools? And usually our local media kind of hides this stuff. I hear a lot about stuff that is never put on TV or put in the newspaper. You know, it's a crime, really, when you talk about the local media, what is not reported. But now and then a story comes across, and you brought me an article that was, Colo wrote this, scenes of students brawling in the hallways of local schools appearing on social media are a major cause of increased concern. This was just a year ago, this article report came out, and arrests for violence in local schools, there are big numbers here. Battery, misdemeanor, 301.
Yeah, and I have some friends in the law enforcement here locally, and they said the local school superintendent has told the school police not to report to the regular police, not to call the Sparks police, not to call the Reno police if there's an issue or incident, because she doesn't want it reported.
So it's worse than we think.
So,
and what about the issue of, and this is controversial now, what textbooks we're allowed to use? What, where do you come down on that? Because there are some Republicans in this country who are trying to stop certain books from being used in schools. Is this a legitimate issue?
I think the textbooks, as long as there's transparency, if parents could see the textbooks and they can see what their kids are being taught, and they can share in that, and they can have some information into that. But many times it's a big surprise, and it's a secret that's kept from the parents. We had a kid that transferred from our school, from a local charter school, that was told by his teacher not to share what book they were reading at school. And we just had a board meeting, a school board meeting that was canceled almost. Had to go into recess twice because local people in June were reading out of books that were in the local libraries here in our high schools. They were reading portions of it, and it was so graphic that they actually had to recess, and Washoe County School Board people actually left the room in that meeting in June. And so some of these things that are going on, I just think that parents aren't aware of, and their kids aren't bringing them home, and they're not being shared with. And so it seems like some teachers, not all teachers, there's good teachers out there, but they have an agenda.
Yes,
to,
and they push these things.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I was a bookworm. I was a voracious reader. I spent a lot of time in libraries and school libraries and textbooks and such. I don't remember these books with focusing on gay youth and, subjects that kids that age shouldn't even, adult issues that they shouldn't even be dealing with at that age, being trans, books when they're 8 years old. Those weren't around back then. The most controversial book that we had when I was growing up was Catcher in the Rye, which is tame compared to right. A lot of this stuff.
They banned Mark Twain because of his language, and they banned other things like that.
Yeah, so. On the other hand, they're so extreme that they'll do that. It's too wholesome. I don't know. But we are here to talk and promote your school,
right,
which is an alternative to the public schools and the teachers' union, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get to the basics. What grades are you accepting?
So we have openings from kindergarten through 12th grade, and we have a small school right now. We have around 25 to 30 children, and so we have a nice teacher-to-student ratio. And we are, like I've given you a bunch of comparisons, we are the most inexpensive private school in town. So I think one of the best educations for the best price here in town.
Do you have a PE class?
We do have a PE class, and we have extracurricular activities that we have. Our curriculum sponsors a yearly convention where the students compete in music and in public speaking and in arts and crafts, photography, science projects, physical games, volleyball, track and field, archery, all different areas, 150 different areas that they compete in, and we participate in that
Holy
as well.
Cow.
So,
This is bigger than I thought here. You have science, math, you even instruct some of those, and you have licensed, you know, educators and such?
Yeah. Some of our educators actually are graduates of UNR, and one our music program, she actually teaches at TMCC as part of her job. So,
you know, I went to a private school myself. Because, well, my dad went to this private school, so of course I had to go to it too. I don't mean to say had to. I think it was a great benefit to me. I went to private school from 4th to 12th grade. It was an all-boys school.
That probably eliminated a lot of distraction for you.
Well, I'll tell you one bad thing about it. The high school dances really sucked.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that. You had to find out the all-girls school and invite them, too.
That's what they did.
Yes.
There was an all-girls school, and we had a dancing school with them in Cotillion. Oh, the horror. Okay, so the phone number here is 884-9910. If you have something to say about public schools in Washoe County or private charter schools, you know, the teachers' union really seems to keep trying to restrict and put a cap on and defund private and charter schools like yours.
Yeah, I wish right now one of the things I brought up is that the Washoe County, they get $11,000 per student, and we have a budget of like $800 million for Washoe County. And so they look at that when you take your children out of public school, that's a cut to their budget, I think. But it doesn't really work that way. So
I'm afraid to ask this because I don't really keep an eye on this stuff. But in public schools, what's the situation with gender pronouns?
All right. I don't know in Washoe County exactly how they do that. But I'd encourage any parent with any teacher, any place, no matter where you're at, to get to know your teachers, know what they believe, know what they're teaching. Look at the formulas, look at the textbooks, look at the curriculum, and develop a relationship with them. And you're going to find out either you're in agreement with them or you're not. And in California, they've made it illegal for parents to be informed by teachers if the child wants to change their gender pronoun or wants to use different gender pronouns at school. California teachers are not allowed to do that as of June in Governor Newsom. So I think there ought to be an open relationship and transparency with teachers and students and parents.
So, Luke, didn't your school already start with a school year?
No, we have a more traditional school year, and our first day of school is going to be the Monday after this open house. I can't remember the date. It's the
open house 26th, is Tuesday,
I think. August 26th is the
first day of school. 26th.
Yeah.
So, and you're taking students now for start on the 26th.
If you know, some, like most things, people love to procrastinate, and sometimes after you've already started school, you realize, hey, I've made a terrible mistake, and so. This is an opportunity for you to fix that and come to a different school.
All right. 884-9910. We're talking schools here. We got one more segment with Luke. 884-9910. He's from the Church at Reno School. Is that the name of it?
The Church Academy. At Reno Christian Academy.
Academy. Sorry. 884-9910. Back for the final segment next. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 1020. John Potter here, live and local. Okay, we talked about the issues with public schools locally. We're here with Luke Anderson for just a couple of more minutes. He is with the Church at Reno Christian Academy, which is now taking new students at the moment. Let's talk about the costs to parents of private and charter school education. First off, tell me what you were telling me during the spots there about what somebody you know is already paying.
Oh,
for
yeah,
child
I have a
care.
Friend that has 2-year-old twins, and he says he pays $20,000 a year in care. And you know, he's married and has both grandparents are in the picture, and he's still paying that much money. for his 2-year-olds. And well, so it's expensive to pay for kids.
Yeah, I knew it was. I had no idea that it could reach that high. You brought some stats, Bishop Minogue, annual tuition, a regular tuition rate, $15,075. There's other discounts and fees. There's an annual enrollment fee even of $700, graduation fee. I never heard of that.
Well, you got to pay for the cap and gown.
Yeah, you got to pay for the books, $400. You have the Our Lady of the Snows here. You have King's Academy. Now, King's Academy tuition, $6,760 a year. The cheapest you found, private or charter, Riverview Christian Academy, the cheapest. But monthly, that is $645, so it comes out to $6,450 for the 10 months from August through May. And that is the least expensive that you found doing your survey. Little Flower. Okay, we got big numbers there. Wow.
Sage Ridge.
Sage. So a lot of money people are paying for private and charter schools. What about your school?
So our school for parishioners is $390 a month. It comes out to $3,900 a year. And then for non-parishioners, it's $440 a month, so $4,400 a year. And I don't know, it's because we've been here so long, we just didn't make the prices go up with the inflation, but it's one thing that's kind of nice.
You don't believe in inflation, do you?
So,
well, okay, so, and now this is unique, and this is really kind of... I can see how the students get a lot of personal attention. Yours is a one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah, we have second grade through 12th grade is in one room. The students are mostly self-taught, and then if they need any help with anything, science or English or language or whatever it is, mathematics, they can receive personal tutors and instruction and those things as they need them. And then we tailor fit it for the individual student so they can work ahead in an area that they're very proficient at and better at. When I was in school, I was better at mathematics. And so I was way ahead in mathematics. I was just on grade level with like social sciences and spelling and things like that. But we can custom fit and even catch kids up that have gotten behind.
So basically self-taught in one room, and so you work the different levels of learning speed that way because it's basically self-taught. With what educational materials do you use?
We use the Accelerated Christian Education materials. It was started back in the 60s, and it's in schools all over the world. We have an international convention that brings in 3,000 or 4,000 people that come together just to compete, and that's but it's been well tested, and they've actually made a lot of changes to it to keep it current, and kids that take this curriculum and do well in this curriculum do well on the standardized testing too, and so we test well.
Give me some to find out basically how good this school is. Give me some success stories.
Well, we've had so many people graduate through the years that have gone on different things. We have one guy that was an airline pilot in the Air Force, and then a commercial airline pilot. We've had business owners. Some of the businesses here in town are owned by Thompson Garage Doors, Raymond Brothers Construction, are owned by people that graduated from the school here. We've had teachers, missionaries, different things. Even engineers, things, all different things. But we've had people
stepped up to higher education.
Yeah,
fit in. Let's okay. 1 minute. Let's talk about the open house on Tuesday.
So open house. If you want to figure out, or maybe you're just curious, just come on down. We're at 1205 North McCarran Boulevard. It's close to the Sonic and close to the old Hug High School, right there on North McCarran Boulevard. And from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we're going to have all the teachers there. We're going to have the school set up for the first day of school, and you can ask any questions. You can look at the curriculum. You can come meet our staff. So,
wow. Okay, folks, you're invited Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Church of Reno Christian Academy. It's at 1205 North McCarran Boulevard. I was just bringing this up in the speech I did yesterday. Remember when there was nothing west of North McCarran?
That's true. It was like that when we became a school.
Right, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now I know where your church is, and I didn't know you had a school academy in there. That's pretty incredible. Luke Anderson has been there since 1979. You've been teaching. Open house Tuesday, 6 to 8, you're invited. Luke, thank you so much for coming out here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, my man. It's a timely school year starting with your school on the 26th, and you still have room. All right, we're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. We'll talk politics and open the phone lines for what you think of the campaigns. What do you think so far? 884-9910 after Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk Time, 10:30.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello? I'm John Potter, live and local, 10:35. Just me this half hour. Oh, boy. Politics. Oh, boy. I hate politics. I do. I hate politics. But, you know, it's got to be said. I mean, this is an election year. This decides how our country is going to be run. It has to be talked about. It So here we go. 884-9910. Let me start here. I saw it this week on a CBS newscast. Quote, Tim Walz is defending his 24 years of military service from attacks by his Republican opponent. It's not just J.D. Vance questioning that. You know, there's a ton of veterans and millions of fellow voters asking why he had to leave service before being sent to Iraq and why anybody has to quit the Guard in the first place. No rule says you can serve while running for Congress, that you can't serve if you're running for Congress, right? I guess the top story about Kamala calls for Vice President Harris to sit down for an interview and hold press conferences are growing louder. She has done neither since President Biden left the race. What was it? Was it over 3 weeks ago? And still no interview, more than at least two questions. More than 3 weeks since she rose to the top of the Democrat ticket. Oh, you just know. You just know she's been going through intense interview training, right? But anyway, you know, at home, my dear wife, she watches CNN and MSNBC, despite my virulent best efforts. That's where she gets her news. And yesterday, I watched an hour with her. And I recommend that you try it too. Try out MSNBC for an hour, even a half hour, if you can hold your temper. And by the way, have you seen the late night talk shows lately? I haven't for years, but flipped one on, and oh my gosh, there is not a trace of Carson, Leno, Letterman comedy any more anywhere at all. You know, it's been ages for me to see this. I go to bed early and I'm still up early, so I miss them. But I caught one and I then found out all of them are just not even trying to be comedy. They are just these hateful screeds against former President Trump, very extremely demeaning a comedy, if you can call it that, on him and J.D. Vance. I mean, seriously, it's their one and only topic in these monologues night after night. Just that. Just the crudest comedy. I hate to even call it comedy. It's the crudest take on everything that Trump does or says. How do these guys keep an audience with that? I mean, even the Democrats have to know that this is not a fair shake, right? And where are the jokes on Kamala? There's not one joke on Kamala. Nobody's written a joke about Kamala. There's none. Not one joke at all. And trust me, a good comic can find humor on anything, but they don't. They don't want to. And it's the same story in the news divisions. Positive story, Kamala. Negative story, Trump. Back and forth, back and forth. Repeat tomorrow. It's just so blatant. I just was shocked. But back to watching MSNBC with a wife. I honestly suggest you give them an hour because it will show you why your liberal relative or neighbor or spouse is so angry and impassioned against us Republicans. It's really not their fault. The systemic and subtle and sometimes even obvious brainwashing that goes on here with this channel, the demonizing of us, not just that channel, CBS, NBC, ABC too, the demonizing of us conservatives and Trump supporters is actually very understandable if you watch this stuff on a daily basis. Here's what you good folks are missing by not watching the slanted mainstream media. News reports on Kamala's rallies are introduced with smiles. Trump news introduced with frowns. Reports on her campaigning use words like barnstorming. Trump, it's struggling. His stories do not talk about his proposals for his next administration. From the video they use, you begin to think that Trump does nothing but throw tantrums and make personal name-calling attacks. Trump speech videos will most always be an unreasonable, angry outburst, a personal attack on Kamala, a verbal blooper, or a nonsense 10 seconds. Okay, now that's on Trump. But you can count on the media to repeat that 10-second snippet every hour, all day, or 2 days on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and ABC. Let's go to the phones. Tim calling from Austin. Hey, Tim, I'm glad you called, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, John. Hey, this might be old news to a lot of people, but in case it isn't to some, there's all this talk about from Kamala about price controls on rent and food and price gouging and everything. And to sort it out, Milton Friedman was a Nobel Prize winning economist, and he has a number of brilliant interviews and videos on YouTube that are easy to watch, easy to digest. They're only a few minutes long. Thomas Sowell is another one, too, a brilliant economist. And I would encourage anyone who wants to try to sort out what are the facts in terms of the impacts on the economy of these policies to just take a listen to how Friedman puts it. And it's just absolutely brilliant. So
find this again?
On YouTube. And just
YouTube.
Milton Friedman. YouTube, correct. And that's correct. And just put the topic in, price controls or, Milton Friedman, price controls. And
all right. Awesome.
Because he has a ton. Okay.
All right. Great. Tim, let me ask you this, though. Where do you get your TV news from?
My TV news? Generally, it's Fox or Real American Voice if I'm watching TV. Otherwise, mm-hmm. It's entertainment. Or I'm listening to the radio. I listen to the radio all the time.
Bravo.
I listen to you guys online all the time, so. A huge Super. Mega fan.
All right. How's life in Austin, Nevada?
It's beautiful. A little breezy today. I'm going to go out and do some yard work. But, it's beautiful.
All right. Say hi to the
road
mad,
work. They're doing.
I
was going to say, there's this road work out by Cold Springs on the way on 50 out here. And that's been the biggest,
wonderful.
One of those wait for the pilot car deals and, Yeah, that's a drag, but it has to be done.
Okay. Say hi to the crazy Romanian at the International Hotel for me.
Right.
I don't know. Is it Romanian?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't set foot in there for a long time.
A lot of stories about that, dude. All right, Tim, thanks for the call.
Yes.
Getting back to my exciting time watching MSNBC, I took notes here. Now, if you watch MSNBC, illegal immigration is referred to as just immigration. This is done, no doubt, to cast Trump as a bigot as he rants against the migrants running across the border. It's Trump rallied against immigrants, not illegal. They don't use illegal. It's just immigrants. Trump criticizes those coming across for work, looking for work. Also in this channel, the Trump associates are often referred to as co-conspirators. His campaign, it's all in the adjectives, folks. His campaign, it's a floundering campaign. Kamala's numbers are, quote, exploding. I swear to God, that's what they said on the network news about her poll, the exploding. It's like every new report, which means nothing, is a blockbuster report now. It's his campaign. Okay, let me see. I got exploding on her poll numbers. His policies are referred to as ploys to get votes. Kamala programs are presented as to help struggling Americans. Only polls that show Kamala ahead of Trump are shown. Only the states where she's ahead are talked about, not the states where she's behind. Yet CNN and MSNBC will often add that this is still a tight race. And the reason they do this, the not-so-subtle message there is, get out and vote, fellow Democrats. Not one reporter has even made inference to the fact that Kamala had anything to do with the last 3.5 years. Inflation and the border problems, when they're ever mentioned, have nothing to do with her. They're actively disassociating her from the Biden-Harris administration. News anchors say MAGA a lot, as if it's a dirty word, by the way. The word liberal is never said to present the image that their viewers are the norm. So they don't say liberal. It's the, you know, they treat their audience, the liberals, the general, as the general public. And our side is the hard right and the mega Republicans. Pretty much the same as Hillary calling us the deplorables all over again. We conservatives who support Trump are referred to as the hard right. The middle ground somehow belongs to Kamala and Joe supporters. And inflation is always dropping in the news. The news media has been saying inflation has been going down for 2 years now, and it's a lie. Or it's the Biden administration lying. I don't know which. They also say the economy is improving. They've been saying that for 2 years now. I don't see it. Prices are still up there. And just yesterday, Nevada's unemployment rate went up again for July, up now to 5.4%. This just came out yesterday. I used to get scripts that reflected this every day when I was at Channel 2, and I would adjust my scripts to take that language out and present the other side. Guess who's not at Channel 2 anymore? So when you watch, listen close, you notice the slant and the spin and the missing other side. They don't report the other side, and maybe even the stories that are never reported you don't know about, like the Trump proposals that never get on the news or never get the even shake. You won't know much about Trump nominations like J.D. and Corey Lewandowski this week because their most extreme actions and negative quotes, that's what they use from their past. Your liberal relative or coworker gets a steady diet of this. So I truly love my liberal neighbors and friends and my wife very much. Speaking of both sides of the political spectrum here, you cannot hate them for their political beliefs. They're your fellow Americans, and you can't hate what amounts to half the country on either side. And I'm speaking to conservatives and liberals about that. You can't hate half the country. We have to live with them. So I believe, always have, most everybody has a good heart and compassion. Many have a hard time showing it, though. And lastly, if Trump does lose, you can lay it in front of the 90% crooked, well, that's a harsh word, liberal news media which is 90% of it out there. You know, I was in the Channel 2 newsroom. Oh, the way they mocked conservatives. I wish there was a way to get more conservative students into a career in TV news, but it's not happening for whatever reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's how they're taught in journalism schools. I don't know. But we need, it's only fair, we need at least a 50-50 mix in those newsrooms. It's more than 90% blue there. Probably went 100% without me there. Management, too. You know, the three TVs tuned to cable news in the newsroom at Channel 2, you were not allowed to turn it on Fox. And when it comes to polls, here's the things I noticed, and maybe primarily about myself. I believe in polls when they say my guy is winning, right? But when they say your guy is winning, I think your guy is winning. I think it's a bunch of crap. I notice other people do exactly the same thing, you know? So getting back to Kamala this week, she's been all over the country, Las Vegas early this week. She was in North Carolina yesterday. Anything to avoid an interview. She really doesn't have a platform yet. I don't know if you saw her yesterday with her big economic proposal speech. There were no specifics at all. Let me tell you what you missed. She wants more people to get jobs. That's about as specific as this thing got. Of course, you know, she's going to waive the taxes on tipped income, like no more taxes on tips. I'm going to take the tax away from tips when I'm president. And you scratch your head, and you say, well, why don't you and Joe do it now? Oh, you're right, Craig. I am over a break. Okay. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1051.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter, live and local, 884-9910. Sorry I didn't get to those calls with that long rant, but I do appreciate your calls. And Mike, thanks for hanging in during the commercials. Mike calling from Carson. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm hot. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just, my name's Mike. I'm here in Carson, and I'm retired. And I just can't watch any of these news channels anymore. And it's been something that's been going on for quite some time. But, you know, you talk about Camila, you know, her exploding, you know, and stuff like that. My head's going to explode if I have to listen to her anymore, you know. It's just ridiculous. But the news channel that I recently found on it's off air, I guess you can get it on cable or something like that. I don't have cable, but I picked up this channel called Salem News Channel, and boy, is that refreshing, I'll tell you what.
And, it's TV?
It's on TV. It's off air.
Okay.
You know, I think it's 12.4 or something like that up in the...
Oh, antenna. Okay.
Yeah, it's antenna TV.
You said
and
Salem?
It is Salem, the Salem News Channel.
Okay.
And it is very refreshing. I'll tell you what, they tell you like it is. You can tell there's no BS in there. And it's a Christian channel, and it's hard to find those, you know? And, mm-hmm.
Good value.
It's just
okay.
It's just really refreshing.
We'll and, check it out.
Yeah, they got some really high-powered people on there. And...
Yeah. All right, Mike, I got to run. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Chris in Sparks. Hey, Chris, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, John, you know, I'm a native Nevadan. I was the president of UNR Young Democrats. I was the president of the Washoe County Young Democrats. I was the president of the Nevada State Young Democrats. I went to Jimmy Carter's house in Plains, Georgia. And when I came back, I met with the governor, Michael Callahan, and I told him what happened there. He said, I should have told you, those people in the South, we call them Dixiecrats. They are the Klan. Stay away from them. I said, He said, if I was you, I would change parties and become an independent. And I did. I became independent for about 4 years till I met Paul Laxalt and a governor from California named Ronald Reagan. And then I switched along with a guy named Bob Cashel. We both all went down the same day and switched to become Republicans.
Excellent
and Bob
story.
Cashel ran Ronald Reagan's campaign for the state of Nevada. Paul Laxalt ran his campaign for the entire United States. A local lawyer here named Frank Farrenkopf became head of the National Republican Party. And for quite some time was the head of that presidential debate committee that was put together. The Democratic training session I went to, they had a guy with a big sign. He was trying to train people how to be involved in politics. And on the sign it said, "Cheat, lie, or break the law, just win."
Thanks, Chris, for the call. I have a very similar story myself. I was quite the liberal myself until I worked in TV news, and I saw how much was not being reported and how much only one side was being reported. I got a break for Fox News. I appreciate your call from Sparks there, my friend. We'll be talking to Joe Piscopo coming up this next hour, and we're taking more of your calls about anything live and local, 884-9910 on 99.1. And 92.3 FM Talk, Fox News next, FM News Talk Time, 10:58.